This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Hello, and welcome back to the Gen X Time Machine podcast, where we rewind, reminisce, and revel in the greatest hits of growing up Gen X. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a subject that's both glamorous and hilariously awkward. Glamour shots. Yes, those high-gloss, soft-focus portraits that turn suburban malls into Hollywood studios, if Hollywood had a lot more tulle and hairspray. Let's set the scene. It's the late 80s, early 90s. You've got your acid-washed jeans on, maybe a Swatch watch or two, and you're wandering the mall with your friends. You pass the food court, wafting smells of Sparrow pizza and Mrs. Fields cookies, and then you see it. The glamour shot studio. It's like the gates of heaven. Except instead of cherubs, there are feather boas, sequined jackets, and more makeup than Tammy Faye's vanity. Now, for those who've never experienced the magic, let me break it down. Glamour Shots was a chain of photo studios where ordinary people, and by ordinary, I mean anyone with a pulse and $50 to burn, could become models for a day. The promise? They'd transform you into your most fabulous self. The reality? Well, that depended on how you felt about iridescent backgrounds and side ponytails. A typical session started with wardrobe. And when I say wardrobe, I mean a rotating rack of satin blouses, leather jackets, and something resembling a Vegas showgirl's reject pile. Did you bring your own outfit? Sure, but they'd gently suggest a leopard print bolero instead. It's a look, they'd say. And you, a teenager fueled by Aquanet and peer pressure, would nod. Because who were you to question the artistry of glamour shots? Then came the hair and makeup. Oh, the makeup! Contouring before contouring was a thing. Eyeshadow that came in at least 3 electric shades of Y. And lip gloss so shiny it could double as a rescue signal, your hair. Well, if it wasn't defying gravity by the end of the session, you'd get sent back to the teasing station. Once you were fully glammed, it was time for the main event, the photo shoot. They'd pose you with props because nothing says glamorous like holding a faux rose. And the photographer? Equal parts coach and hype person. Chin up, no, down a little, perfect. Now smolder, smolder harder. Yes, that's it. You're a tiger, Susan. And let's talk about those poses. There was the classic hand under chin, a favorite of yearbook ads everywhere. The over-the-shoulder smirk, perfect for those with a flair for drama. And who could forget the wind-in-your-hair gaze achieved by pointing an oscillating fan directly at your face while you stared into the middle distance like you just solved world peace? Now, the photos themselves were works of art. Soft-focus filters blurred everything but your confidence. Sometimes they'd add a vignette effect or a tasteful overlay of stars. If you were lucky, you might even get a double exposure. Your face? Twice. Floating in a cloud of dreams and Aquanet. The glamour shots phenomenon didn't come out of nowhere. The company was founded in 1988 in Oklahoma City by Jack and Carol Medenhall. Their vision was simple: bring the fantasy of professional-grade photography to everyday people in small-town America. And it worked. Boy, did it work. By the early 1990s, there were over 300 glamour shots locations across the U.S., many of them strategically placed in shopping malls, where foot traffic was guaranteed. These studios became destinations for milestone moments, sweet 16 parties, mother-daughter outings, or just a Saturday afternoon splurge. Their appeal wasn't just the photos themselves, but the experience. the Mendenhalls tapped into a universal desire for transformation, a chance to step out of your daily life and into a fantasy, if only for an hour or two. It was more than a picture. It was a memory, a story, and in some cases, a whole new persona. Of course, as with all cultural phenomena, glamour shots had its heyday and eventual decline. By the late 90s, tastes had shifted. The heavy makeup and dramatic posing felt out of step with the natural, grunge-infused aesthetic of the times. Digital photography and smartphones also began to chip away at the market for professional portraits. But for a glorious decade, glamour shots was the place to go if you wanted to feel like a star. I'll never forget my own glamour shots experience. I was 15. My hair was teased so high that I'm pretty sure it had its own zip code. The photo shoot itself was intense. The photographer kept barking instructions. More attitude. No, less attitude. Chin down. Now laugh like you've just heard the funniest joke of your life. At one point, they handed me a silk scarf and told me to play with it. Play with it? I barely knew what to do with my own hands, let alone a scarf. But I went along with it, because when you're 15 and covered in glitter, you're already in too deep to turn back. The final photo, the one my mom framed and put on display, was a masterpiece of early 90s excess. There was me, gazing dramatically off camera, my hair cascading down like a waterfall of mousse. In the background, a faint purple haze, added in post-production for mystery. It was both the most ridiculous and the most fabulous thing I'd ever seen. And honestly, I loved it. Looking back, I think that's the real magic of glamour shots. They weren't just about the photos. They were about the experience, about feeling, even just for a moment, like you were the most glamorous person in the room. Sure, the results were often cheesy, but they were also earnest and full of joy. And isn't that what growing up Gen X was all about? Finding little pockets of fun and fantasy in a world that often felt anything but glamorous. So here's to the glamour shots of yesteryear, a perfectly coiffed, soft focus reminder that sometimes it's okay to embrace the absurd. And hey, if you've still got one of those photos tucked away in a drawer, pull it out, show it off, laugh at it, celebrate it. Because in the end, it's not just a picture, it's a snapshot of who we were, awkward poses and all. Thanks for tuning into the Gen X Time Machine podcast. Until next time, stay nostalgic, stay fabulous, and maybe dig out that feather boa. You never know when you'll need it.
Your ride in the Gen X Time Machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X Time Machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.